The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, to 910K CJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo Moorhead, and AM 1090 KTGO The Flag West, booming to the Bakken, along with KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. We have Measure Monday on tap for today. What does that mean? That means you have an opportunity to weigh in on Measure Number 8. Whether school should start after Labor Day in North Dakota. And we're talking with Kelly Heinert, who is a parent and spokesperson for Start North Dakota Schools After Labor Day, and Dr. John Martinson, North Dakota School Board Association Executive Director. They're taking your calls and comments and debating the start of school and the question of whether or not that should be mandated by the voters, as you will find on your ballot when you go to the polls 4 weeks away. Wow. That's right. We have 4 weeks left to debate all this, and Monday, the first Monday in November, you'll go to the polls. Also, later this hour, a discussion of Measure Number 1 with Christopher Dotson, Executive Director, General Counsel for the North Dakota Catholic Conference, specifically on some of the things you're reading in letters to the editor from opponents of Measure Number 1 and whether it's fact-based or not. A little fact-checked on Measure 1 coming up today on the program. Here's how you join the discussion, and we love hearing from our listeners, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Put it on your speed dial, would you? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, back to the phone calls. Folks been waiting a while to weigh in on when school should start, how voters should vote. And we're asking you, by the way, on our Facebook page as well. Lots of calls on this on our Facebook page and by email as well. We'll get to all of these as we go throughout the program. Brian in Jamestown, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, thank you. Rested and ready to go for a brand new week here.
Hey, my take on this, and this might be kind of a limited perspective here, I work in a somewhat seasonal industry where those 2 weeks going into August I could definitely use, or into September I could definitely use. And my wife is a school cook, and she goes to work very early in the morning. So for those 2 weeks while I'm very, very busy, I have to squeeze time in to get my kids off to school. So I'll be voting yes. I think we can give it a shot and see how it works. Kind of the school board director vilifying this decision, I don't see why. I mean, if it's June 12th when they graduate, what's the difference? So.
All right, Dr. Martinson, you want to take that? He's suggesting you're vilifying the proponents of this idea and also asking the question, what's the difference if school ends June 12th?
Well, a couple thoughts. One, we have no problem if the caller would want to appear before his local school board and advocate for a later start date. I think that would be fine. And then that local school board could set that date without having all the school districts in the state have a later start date.
All right. Gannis and Bismarck for our guest. Go ahead. Gannis, are you there?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Having a great day here. The quality of life on the starting school late. In North Dakota, you can have cold weather in July and have warm weather in May. It switches from year to year. So his argument about riding the bike at 82 degrees in August, 52 degrees in May, just doesn't hold water. I think it should be left at the local school board level. Let the local people decide how they want it. Not be dictated by the Constitution or the state of North Dakota. That's my comment.
Well, I guess, thank you, Kelly, you take that, because that's probably the loudest opposition to the measure. Hey, let this up to the local school district, school district by school district. What do you say to give us this point and the others that have raised that?
You know, great question. You know, the answer to that is very simple about the weather itself, what he's talking about. It is 10 degrees warmer on average at the end of August than it is in May, period. Okay, simple as that. At the point of the local control, we're still allowing that local control. I've said many, many times, and John's group is a wonderful group, and we've stated it. Let the administrators and the principals and the school board administrations figure it out after we all have a uniform date. Starting here, figure it out from that point forward. The other thing that has really been wonderful about this whole thing is that, and I believe that we're bringing more and more involvement in the questions like this. So I think you're going to see more and more involvement at the local level from parents just because of what we're doing here. So if there's any positive all the way around the block, as simple as that, is the fact that we're getting more and more people and parents involved in decisions like this. And I think you're going to see a big, big change in people going to the school boards and asking questions like this because of what we're doing to start school after Labor Day.
All right. Let's go to Ben and Ray. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Ben, or hey, I'm just calling to let you know there's a couple problems that I have with this, and number one is the problem with our athletes in the small towns. Their season is going to start 4 weeks before the NDHSAA has put out a letter that said that they are not going to change any dates due to state tournament sites being set. So our athletes in small towns, you know, which is about 60% of our student body in Ray, that are involved in high school athletics are going to get 4 weeks shorter of the summer because they're involved in activities, which is going to affect our participation in those activities. The second pull to that is that there's a lot more voters in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, where this isn't as big of a deal because the percentage of their people in activities is a smaller percentage. So we lose our voice because it's not local. We lose our chance to make a case because it's not local, because people in Bismarck, it's not affecting, because most of them, percentage-wise, don't have students who are involved in activities, and we do in the small towns. Those are the two biggest problems that I have. And the other thing is, why not keep it local? Our school boards, I think, do a pretty good job of listening to people. We were very close in Ray, North Dakota last year to having an after Labor Day start, but we looked at the participation and things like that and decided not to, but there's no reason that our local school board was against it. I'm not against it. I'm just against the loss of local control, and that's what this is. It's a loss of local control. They can spend it any way they want, but we're losing local control. Thank you.
All right, Kelly, why don't you take that?
Thank you, Scott, for the opportunity. One thing is, you know, talk about athletics and stuff. We're not changing that. You know, athletics is an option for children and people to participate in. So they can participate into it, even though it's 3 weeks before school starts. That's fine. They had it in the spring, and there's a lot of kids that would participate in track, and they were actually playing 2-3 weeks after school got out or had, you know, to track, state track meet. But it's really, and also a question for athletics, you have to think about the safety of the children. When it's 105 degrees out and they're doing, having football practice at 4:30, the hottest part of the day, wouldn't you rather have them have a football practice when it's 70 degrees in the morning and have them 2 days at that point? So, you know what, that's my take, because I have a son that plays football. I mean, there's no question you'd rather have them in the morning than have them to go at the hottest part of the day. But at the point about local control, we are still saying they're going to have local control. We're having a start date. It all comes back to what he was saying about participation and having people involved. We can vote. And we're going to all vote in the November election, and then it's really going to be the ultimate parent survey at that point. Do you want it or not? And we feel it should pass because it is a quality of life issue. It's going to be. It is nicer in August than it is in May. These are facts. So get out and vote is what I say, and we'll at that point have a determination if this is something that the state wants or not.
All right, a similar question regarding athletics that I want Dr. Martinson to take from this caller that came in during the break.
On this school thing, when I went to school, we started after Labor Day, and we got out in May. But that was when schools were all about education instead of sports. The whole thing that's driving this thing is sports. Sports, sports, sports. If you care about the education and forget about the extracurricular activities that everybody thinks they have to have, you'd be able to do it very easily, I believe. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Martinson, you heard that from a lot of people, that the big opposition here is the high school athletics and the activity association, and obviously a lot to respond to in his comments about the shift in education where the athletics are more of a priority now. Is he right?
Well, let's stick to the impact that athletics might have on this whole start date issue, and I would point out that in the case of Bismarck Public Schools, the practice for football began the first week of August. So all of those kids involved in football or other sports that start in the fall are going to be back involved in their school the beginning of August, even if this measure passes and school starts later. So that's one factor. The other thing I'd like to add that, that Kelly reminded me of, and that is when we talk about this, this weather issue, I just want to point out again the ripple effect that starting after Labor Day has, and I haven't up to this point mentioned, that summer school would also start and end later. For example, up until now, schools that start before Labor Day, they end their summer session just after the 4th of July. If this passes and spring semester goes later into mid-June, that means summer school is going to be through the end of July, where it's very warm in North Dakota. And what about schools that don't have air conditioning then?
All right. Interesting points all around the board. Thank you very much, by the way, Ben and Ray, and also for that off-air call on that question. And when we come back, next up is Scott and Gilder, Dan in South Fargo, Marty in East Bismarck, Vincent Dickinson, wrapping up our final segment on the measure number 8, when to start school debate. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know, when I first saw this measure was going to be on the ballot, I thought, you know what, I'm going to vote in favor of it. It deserves a yes vote because of the fact that August is warmer than May. However, after giving it more thought, it's just another mandate. and I don't know, I'm not convinced that we need another mandate telling school districts when they have to start school. Yes, August typically is hotter than May. However, we can all recall, if you've been in North Dakota for any amount of time, May can be extremely warm as well. So I'm going to vote no on this.
All right, Kelly, you lost one there. Anything you want to say to him?
Well, that is, that's why we live in North Dakota. We can vote on such things. And, yeah, weather is fickle. There's no question about it. But on average, you're going to see warm weather in August than you are in May, like you stated. So, and at the point of local control and mandates, you know what? We're going to let them control it. And once it starts, when school starts after Labor Day, all school boards, all administrators can decide when and what the calendar looks like at that point. Simple as that. And one other thing, if you don't mind, Scott, you know, like Dr. Martinson stated, you know, summer school and sports aren't elective. They're not mandated by the, you know, you don't have to go and do those things. So, you know, realistically, in my opinion, those arguments aren't valid because these are things that kids elect to do. So that's just my take on that.
Chuck, an emailer, says, I'm voting yes, just cut the teacher's day off. That's the big problem. Obviously, on the calendar. About that, Dr. Martinson. And you hear that a lot. You know, there's all these breaks, there's all these continuing education, all these things mandated in there, which extends out the school day. What about Chuck's point that the days off are the problem?
I do hear that a bit, and I would point out that most, if not all, professions require professional development opportunities. If you're a medical doctor, they are required to take in extra classes as throughout their career. So do lawyers, so do accountants, and so do teachers. So that's not unusual.
Another emailer, Brad, says, I've heard no one mention that fall semester is already shorter than spring semester, with many schools having semester tests after winter break. This puts students at a tremendous disadvantage taking their semester tests. The problem would be worse if we started after Labor Day. As far as the weather, most farm and ranch kids would rather work in the cool May and June weather than sweat their tails off in August, says Brad and Killdeer. Kelly?
Yeah, you know what? You know, talk about school and the test scores and everything else. I've seen it and I've stated it many times. Minnesota, this is a state law. They start after Labor Day. And, you know, Minnesota, their calendars are different than North Dakota's, understandable, but they have great test scores. They do extremely well. And that's a state that has very similar weather patterns as ours. You know, and talk about the farming situation and ranching situation. I know this fall, you know, and it varies every year because of fickle North Dakota weather, but this fall, my brother and sister-in-law that farm north of Minot would have loved to have their kids home to harvest this year when they were struggling to get the crops off the field. So every year it can change from planting to harvesting, but, you know, so that can go either direction, in my opinion.
All right, another emailer. Sean says, your school board guest continually fails to want to address that starting school after Labor Day really can work. They simply don't want to have change to how they address staff development days and holiday breaks inside the school year. They don't want to recognize that during their so-called convention, many members of the target audience in that convention are shopping at the mall or otherwise not participating. They also don't want to recognize that the rest of the world has to work year-round, and that moving staff development days outside the school year really won't take too much time away from a teacher's summer off. Contracts can be rewritten to accommodate this. There are also lawmakers on the sponsoring committee of this measure who would be happy to help readjust Century Code if needed. The only reason why starting school after Labor Day won't work is if the schools are simply not willing to make a small effort to do so. Dr. Martinson?
Well, first of all, I don't represent teachers. I represent school boards. So that's a question for a member of the teachers union in terms of a professional development day for teachers. The caller is wrong if he's saying that we're not open-minded. What we are is very specific in making sure the public knows that if you start school after Labor Day, you're going to go into June because of the number of days required by state law for class contact time. Now, included in those days are professional development days. That is true. And contracts, I suppose, could be rewritten, but teachers have contracts. They are not under contract in the summer. So that would have to be worked on. But I just, my point has been the number of days that's required for contact days, and it's not as simple. And this has been my point. It's not as simple as saying we're going to start after Labor Day and also get out by Memorial Day. That isn't going to work.
All right, we have a short period of time left. So I want to give you each a chance to sort of give your final points here in about a half a minute or less each. So I probably have time for one or two more calls if we go quickly. Scott, is it Gilder? Are you calling from Gilder? Is that right? Or
Kilder.
Kilder. Okay, I did it wrong in my note here. Go ahead, Scott, quickly, if you will.
Yeah, well, Ben kind of stole my point about the fall athletes, athletics in a lot of ways. That I guess I've got a son that plays football. I'd a lot rather see him practice when it's warm than trying to be playing in the postseason games, bouncing their heads off of really frozen football fields. And the temperature in the earlier dates that they're talking about, yeah, granted it is warmer in August than in May, but also in August your students are really more acclimated to the temperature, so going to school when it's hot in August isn't so bad. But if it gets hot in May, you've got a tough time keeping kids focused in school if they want to be outside because the spring has started.
How are you going to vote, Scott?
I'm going to vote against it, of course.
All right. Marty East Bismarck, your take quickly.
Yes, I was born and raised in Bismarck, and we never started school until after Labor Day. But the biggest problem is there's too many holidays. We never had a Martin Luther King Day. Half of the schools don't even let school out for that anyway. And Columbus
sounds like
Day,
you like the idea of starting it after Labor Day the way it
no,
was. So you'll
but
be,
what,
you'll...
what I'm trying to say is we had one Veterans Day off. We never had President's Day off. The teachers' conferences, they'd let out school now to have teachers' conferences. They used to be held in the evenings, 1 week. And they come
yeah,
in
good,
the evening.
Good points. And Dr. Martinson, I guess what I'll just interject here for Marty in the essence of time here. I mean, you could do it Labor Day to Memorial Day if you didn't have all these mandated vacations built in and the teacher the continuing education as well, couldn't you?
I haven't counted the actual days in that regard, but I imagine if you cut out all the holidays, you'd get closer to an end date of Memorial Day. But to the caller's point, our association likes the idea of school boards working with their community to determine how many vacation days do they want in their calendar. And that's all fine with us if the local school boards make those decisions.
All right, so that's your final point. Leave this to the school boards. Kelly, last chance for you to weigh in here.
You know what? That is a great point, and that's what we're going to say is that once we're going to have a start point, start after Labor Day, the school boards can make the decisions how many days off, what calendar at that point, and let's get our kids outside and enjoy the great North Dakota outside in August. Simple as that.
Measure number eight, a yes vote means you want to require school classes to begin after Labor Day and let the locals figure it out from there. A no vote says just individual school districts ought to decide this. Thank you all for the calls, questions, and comments.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 28 before the top of the hour with Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. This is What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Nathan is our guest, our next guest on. Somebody needs to tell me in my ear or in chat if in fact he is on. So I need to know. Nathan. Sven Snerdley, we gave the day off. Did you approve that, Todd? Sven?
No, I wasn't even aware of that. We have Nathan Snerdley. Is he like the stepbrother? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
The darn Snerdley family is a pretty big family, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm not getting an answer, Chris, so you figure this out. Meantime, I'm going to chat with James in southeast North Dakota, who's left over, didn't get a chance to ask a question or a comment on our measure number 8 debate. Hey, James, what's on your mind? James, are you there? Nathan? Turn James up. Now I can hear you, James. Hello, James. How are you?
Hey, good. I think a lot of guys are talking about their bike rides in the fall or their sports. I think they're forgetting the big picture in rural America. When I was a kid, my dad, he sent a note to school. We were staying home to harvest. It was early spring. We were out in the field. I mean, that was the big picture. You know, you start taking that away and make it just one way or the other. The school board and the school itself just kind of said, okay, we live in a rural America. You know, this is one of the things that we had to do. We farmed. That's what we did. Well, cows farm. That was the main thing. It was up to my dad. We'd come spring, come fall, we'd stay home, we'd work. That was the way it was. I think that goes for probably a lot of families nowadays.
How are you going to vote, James?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Just
holding
opinion.
I'm a big local control proponent, right? I mean, I think this belongs at the local level. I really do. On the other hand, why do more schools not start after Labor Day, right? Why is it? I think it's because this calendar kind of keeps getting packed with stuff that's mandated. Vacation here, continuing ed here. And I think, quite honestly, if you force them to say you're going to put it between Memorial Day and Labor Day, they'd probably figure it out. And right. I don't think that's all bad. So I'm leaning towards a yes vote on this because I've got a freshman now at UND and I think about all the times we missed, right? So I kind of like the after Labor Day start because it just, it just goes too quick. I don't know. Every summer it's like, oh no, it's gone. You know, I mean, I want a little bit more and yet I'd like to see local control work. But it hasn't yet, so I'm sort of in the same spot you are, James. And yeah, appreciate the call. But anyway, that's why we're talking about these things, so we can kind of come to our own conclusions here. One of the things I'm seeing happening on measure number one is a lot of red herrings being used. You know what a red herring is? A red herring is something that is intended to be misleading or distracting, right? And when you can't debate something and win on the facts, you throw a red herring into it to try and throw folks off. Measure one, to me, is very simple. It's about electing people to go to the legislature, vote on things, pass them, or not pass them. If they pass them, the governor signing them, and then they become law. And not allowing rogue judges to then interpret them in ways that fit their ideology that disregards the majority of folks who voted on it. You can really upend the governing process. One judge should not be able to trump a legislative process. That's what Measure 1 is about to me. Now, in this case, I also happen to believe what's in the Constitution, or would be put in the Constitution, what's on the ballot to be put into the Constitution, makes a lot of sense. And that is simply that the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. Folks, if that's not something you believe in, we live in a scary world. If you don't believe in the right to life of every human being, it's what our founding fathers wanted. Why wouldn't we want it in the Constitution? But beware of the opponents. And beware of the tactics they're using. It's one of the reasons we asked Christopher Dotson, Executive Director and General Counsel for the North Dakota Catholic Conference, to join us. Because he can put into English what's being said here. Knows the nuances of the law very well. Christopher, thank you for joining us in the program today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Scott.
End-of-life issues are being brought into this this debate, and that, in my mind, is the red herring. Does what Measure 1 purports to do, putting the sentence I just read into the state constitution of North Dakota, make it more difficult for people who have made, end-of-life directives part of their plan? Does, in other words, the argument here is that, oh boy, now you're going to take away my right to decide when I want the plug pulled, for lack of a better term, to be rather crass about it. Please enlighten me.
Yeah, absolutely not. That is, as you put it, a red herring. And we know this for so many reasons. One, Measure 1 is a statement of principle for interpreting the state constitution. It's not what we call a self-executing measure that can create new statutes, make something new enforceable, or repeal something that's already in the law. How do we know this? 125 years of Supreme Court decisions, state Supreme Court decisions. End of life, it can't affect end of life care for so many reasons. One, it doesn't ban anything. Measure 1 doesn't ban anything. What it does is make clear that there's not a right to an abortion in the state constitution. So it can't ban end of life care decisions. And I have been involved in end of life care legislation for over 20 years. I helped it draft the legislation on the books on advanced directives. My bosses, the bishops of North Dakota, have always supported advanced directives and the right of people to make health care decisions that allow them to die naturally. They wouldn't support Measure 1 if it interfered with that. You know, Scott, I could go on and on, but, you know, 14 experts in elder care, lawyers, ethicists, health care providers, guardians, who know the law very well, looked at this and said, these claims are without merit. They're bogus.
Yeah, and again, I would encourage people who hear those things and are concerned about them to probe a little bit and say, okay, well, you're saying it'll affect end-of-life decisions. How would that work? What would that look like? And correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but what they're saying is that, okay, if this is in the Constitution, then if Scott Hammond has an end-of-life directive that just says, you know, I want to allow my wife to decide when it's the appropriate time for my life to end. If I'm on life support, I don't have a good quality life, and I'm going to let it to her, or I'm going to have made the decision, whatever. I lay that out directive. What they're saying is that I can, as someone, as a family member who disagrees, go before a judge and say, Judge, it says right here in the Constitution that the inalienable right to the life of every human being at any stage must be recognized and protected. Therefore, I want you to disregard what my family member said or what his spouse says. Is that what you're saying would have to happen?
From a legal perspective, it's just that the claims are just silly. The state constitution does not give a person a right to sue. The state constitution provides the general objectives and the limits on state government and nothing else. It doesn't allow me, there's a right to farm in the state constitution. It doesn't allow me to go to my neighbor and say, cut down your tree because it's blocking my garden.
What's going on here?
I'm going to point out something even more scarier. That's silly, Scott, but they're saying that advanced directives or decisions like you just described are killing people. That advanced directives, living wills, do not resuscitate orders, do not kill people. We have a right to life in the state constitution now. We've had it for about 125 years. If these problems existed where people didn't have a right to die naturally, we would have seen them in the last 125 years. Measure one only clarifies the right to life that's already there.
Yeah, and I do want to get to that point of why it's necessary. And I think the case of the legislation that passed, again, by a majority and a bipartisan majority. Republicans and Democrats are pro-life in North Dakota.
Yes, it was the legislature that put this on the ballot.
And the legislature put it on the ballot. The legislature also
the laws that they have passed at our request.
Yeah, good points. Stephen Fargo, question or comment for Christopher Dodson. Go ahead.
Yeah, just some clarification, Scott, and kind of playing a little bit devil's advocate here, but I really want a clarification on it from a standpoint of, the beginning of life. And I know ultimately the goal of this is to prevent judges from overturning the, very protective abortion laws which were passed, and I have no problem with that. But then the reality of in vitro fertilization and other fertility measures, or for that matter, and forgive me, I don't know all the terminology, but truly pregnancies that would result in potentially the death of the mother, ectopic or something they call it, where the fetus and or the mother would not survive that pregnancy, and or in vitro fertilization. What are the impacts of measure one on that? And how can you put people's mind at ease that those that will not be banned in North Dakota?
Well, we can look at another state, Arkansas. Arkansas has a state constitutional provision. It's in their state constitution that says that Arkansas must protect the life of every unborn child from conception until birth. The state Supreme Court in Arkansas looked at it and said, using the exact same language that North Dakota Supreme Court uses to determine whether something is self-executing, said the provision is not self-executing. They have a very clear constitutional provision saying from conception to birth, and Arkansas has IVF. Arkansas does not prevent treating pregnancy complications. Arkansas cannot ban abortion because of the Supreme Court decisions. What it said, the Arkansas Supreme Court said, is this is a statement of policy to guide the courts, to guide our legislature, but it's not an enforceable law. Same thing in North Dakota. It would be turning back 125 years of constitutional law in North Dakota to say that this would ban anything. In addition, I can tell you that even the opponents of Measure 1 have said it will only ban IVF if three things happen. One, it's self-executing, which we know it's not.
Do me a favor, Chris. Hold that thought on the in vitro on the other side of the break here, because we're up against the break, and I want to give Steve his full answer there. Measure one fact check on the program today. This is What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. More in a moment. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at S&S Motors in Watford City. Looking forward to getting back out to Watford City in the coming days. Not this week, but next. Being Wishicon Wednesday, by the way, for Sauerkraut Days. And the week following will be, the 20th in Williston for the What's in Your Town Tour. The 21st will be back in Watford City. Really looking forward to that. And lots of fun. I forget that fun. But I tell you what, there's a lot on the calendar, a lot going on. And if you're ever in and around Watford City, stop and see Brandon, the team at S&S Motors. I bought a great 2009 Ford F-150, had about 67,000 miles on it, and priced right. I mean, you want a used truck, you want to buy it right, S&S Motors in Watford City is your place. Online too at snsmotors.com. We're also brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. And that two-for-one deal, they tell us, is not going to last forever. So we really want you to take advantage of that baby while you can. It's a 50% savings on the original classic pillow to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation naming MyPillow the official pillow. That's right. It has that patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. It's machine washable and dryable, kind of like your favorite pair of blue jeans. You're just going to love it. Non-allergenic, stays cool, doesn't toss and turn. You don't toss and turn because you just, you know, the pillow's perfect. 10-year warranty, too. Does not go flat. And there's even a 60-night money-back guarantee. I mean, what's not to love? Here's the telephone number to call and get one today or two at 50% off. It's a great deal. 800-506-9028. One more time, 800-506-9028. And you just tell them promo code SCOTT. Or you can go online and check out MyPillow.com. Not only the pillows, they have all kinds of neat accessories. Love that website. MyPillow.com. Just click on the radio special and then use promo code SCOTT. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, Chris, you were saying before the break that Steve only needed to worry about the in vitro fertilization being available to him if one of three things happened. And what were those again?
Well, Scott, I started talking like a lawyer and listening to all the criteria. Let's just say that the opponents have admitted at various times that the conditions that they say would be needed to ban IVF don't exist in North Dakota. So I invite Steve and others to go to the MD Choose Life website. That's ndchooselife.com, and there's further information there. There's a new video with a physician familiar with the issue that's been posted just today explaining why it won't impact IVF. I don't want to go into too much detail because I really do, Scott, want to talk about, you know, what Measure 1 is really about.
I definitely want to do that. Before we do that, Steve, first of all, ndchooselife.com for more of your answer on those points. Appreciate you raising them. One last thing I wanted to get to. Sherry posted on our Facebook page comment about this, and this is, again, an end-of-life red herring, saying that having in recent months experienced the end-of-life issue, my mother passed away on hospice in September. I can say that every stage of development includes up to the moment of death, that end-of-life directives are only a guideline, leaving very difficult day-to-day decisions to be made, particularly in the case of chronic illness, and that disagreements can arise unexpectedly. If anything, if passed, Measure 1 would increase court involvement in decisions regarding medical intervention across the lifespan. Is she right?
No. If that was the case, it already happened. It would already happen. There's a right to life in the state constitution now. And what she has the right to do is make care decisions. She doesn't have the right to kill. And, you know, all we're talking about is allowing the legislature to pass laws like against assisted suicide and homicide.
Right. Good point.
Directives don't kill.
All right, fact check there for Sherry. Phil and Bismarck, last question, and then we're going to give Chris a chance to tell us what this is really all about. Phil, you say you're pro-choice and pro-Measure 1. Why?
Absolutely, because I'm an American. Listen, I left New Jersey, and the people of New Jersey, that the Republic over there decided to be, pro-abortion. That's their choice. Now, I'm pro-choice, but I respect my neighbors, and I respect my country. What I really have a problem with is judges basically just doing whatever they want. This is more than just an abortion issue. This is an America issue.
That's good points, Phil. Anything, Chris, quickly, and go ahead and tell us in the remaining minute we have left here with everything else you want to say about what Measure 1 really is about.
Yeah, we learned a lot this weekend. We found out from the Secretary of State's office that Planned Parenthood organizations from out of the state are bankrolling the opposition campaign by over $1 million. 95% of the contributions to the opponents have come from Planned Parenthood, and they don't even have a clinic in the state. They're the largest abortion provider in the nation. Why? Because we have passed laws in North Dakota that the U.S. Supreme Court has said we can pass. But they're looking for a judge, a state court judge, and they already found one, to say, well, the state constitution doesn't allow these common sense laws like parental notification or restrictions on taxpayer funding for abortion or waiting periods or informed consent. Those are the laws they want to strike down, the laws that have been passed and are constitutional according to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's why You know, Planned Parenthood does not do IVF. They don't do, care about end-of-life care. They're using these as red herrings because what they want is a virtually unlimited right to an abortion in North Dakota. 95% of the opponent's money has come from Planned Parenthood. Outside organizations, Planned Parenthood, over $1 million. The proponents of Measure 1, 95% of the funding has come from within North Dakota, because this is about respecting North Dakota, our legislators, and the laws that we have passed.
Right, and not allowing judges to go rogue, as what Corwin clearly did, and that's Bill's point. And again, pro-choice, pro-life, I would think you'd want your legislators to enact laws that stand up and not be challenged by one judge. So that, to me, is as important as anything on Measure 1. More on this as we continue our debate series. Thank you, Chris Dotson. Thank you all for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye. Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.